91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Comm 40 Office Hours, the second of the semester. How are we doing, folks?
Thank you. I'm feeling very welcomed.
Me as well.
That was rather quiet.
I'm far away from the mic.
Oh. Hello. Okay. Hey, it's almost Valentine's Day.
It is.
You guys want to give a shout out to anyone?
To Daryl and Ron.
Thanks, Daryl and Ron.
They were on just the hour before us. Put on a great show, I imagine. I have something to share that's related to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so seeing as this is Comp 40, I'm going to tell you about half of that, Comp 20. I'm in a Comp 20 class right now, web programming. And we had an assignment last week where we had to create a website about anything we wanted. And so I decided to create a website about something that really inspires me. Which are cockroaches, because the Bronx Zoo is doing a really cool, shout out to the Bronx Zoo, they're doing a really cool fundraiser, where if you pay $15, they'll name a cockroach after an ex-lover of yours, and on Valentine's Day, they'll feed it to a meerkat or another animal. So I created a whole website based off of that. It's really great. It includes animated cockroaches. I think we're getting a caller. Hold on, caller, stay on the line. I'm still talking about my cockroaches.
Please be patient.
No, but yeah, I'm really thrilled about that.
Oh, we definitely are getting a call.
Okay, wait, hold on. Anna, do you want to share something? Well, do you know how to take a caller?
Nope. Do you? All right.
In the meantime, I was reading the New York Times today, and there was a really mysterious article whose headline was just, "Horses have five toes, and then they didn't." And that was the whole title of the article. Did you pick up the call?
Hello. Oh wait, let's turn you up a little bit.
Are they
I can hear them. Yep.
All right. Tell them
they're
on there.
All right, you're can on. I'm going to take you off there. Can you hear me now?
Well, I'm going to talk to DJ Ghostface over here. Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
I'm going home for Valentine's. I was telling Eric this. DJ today's this. I'm just going home to bother my family.
That's nice. Is that what you usually do? Do you bother your family?
Yeah, they're really sick of it.
That's fantastic. Do your parents do anything for Valentine's Day?
They might have done something earlier. My mom is leaving, actually, on Friday to escape me coming up for Valentine's Day. No, she's taking my sister to our colleges.
Oh, so, wow. Very romantic. It's time for them to start applying,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they're juniors in high school.
That's a rough age to be.
Sorry to them.
Yeah. So DJ Pizza Days, did we have a caller?
We did. Yeah, but I lost him. I think I may have accidentally hung up. So caller, call us back, and we'll try to get whatever song you were going to request on the air.
Do you know who it was?
There they are. Do the thing.
Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you now, just barely.
All right. Yeah, I'm really curious about this mystery caller. It's gone into shock.
Is
DJ Pizza Days has gone into shock.
We'll have a couple songs before that, and then we'll get you on.
I'm so excited to see what song is requested.
That's great, and we're learning how to do this.
All right,
3 years in.
So like, Comp 40 office hours. We're learning new technology still. Even in our fourth year of school. We're truly doing great.
What song was it?
Is that a request we got, DJ Pizza Days?
No, what song?
Oh, we'll play it soon, don't worry.
Okay, I was worried, but now I'm no longer worried after that soothing remark from DJ Pizza Days.
You're here listening to Comp 40 office hours,
91.5
WMFO.
91.5.
comes down, nothing ever comes down. Sometimes you'll find nothing ever comes down, nothing ever comes down. Sometimes you'll find nothing ever comes down, nothing ever comes down. Sometimes you'll find nothing ever comes down, nothing ever comes down. Sometimes you'll find nothing ever comes down, nothing ever comes down. Something wrong creeping into your life. There's something wrong creeping into your life.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian. You should remember well, from the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched in honor. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Wow.
Hey, you're back with us, Comp 40 Office Hours. You just heard The Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash. Before that was Waves with Come Down, and before that, Falls with Birch Tree.
That was a banger. Yeah, thank you, caller, for suggesting that song. It spiced up our normal list of music that we play.
It's very historical.
I haven't listened to much Johnny Cash at all, if I'm being honest.
Neither have I. Yeah.
So, but the name rings a bell, so perhaps I should.
Mm. I had a question for you, DJ Ghostface. What is your name?
Ghost DJ.
Ghostface. You got a Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, I'm not that cool.
That's what I think. Okay.
But well, thank you.
Yeah. I was just wanted to inquire how Batman's doing.
Batman, I miss him so much.
Is that your cat?
Yeah. My cat's name is Batman. He's the perfect cat. He's really, I think he's like a dog hybrid cat, and just in like the body of a cat. He plays fetch. If you throw like a crumpled up post-it note, he'll go and bring it back to you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not a normal cat thing.
No, it's actually, I looked it up. It's specific. He's like, he's a mutt cat. I don't know. What do you call it? Like a mixed breed cat.
Yeah.
But part of him is definitely Russian blue, and that breed of cat is specifically known to play fetch with things.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
I wonder who bred that trait and then why.
They were really like really lazy but didn't like dogs.
Hey listeners, if you're looking for a research project, you can look it up and call us, let us know.
For Comp 40.
For Comp 40. Yeah, or make a Comp 20 website out of it. There's lots of options. Can I tell you about a meme I saw?
A meme?
Are you going to like describe the meme to us instead of showing us the meme?
That's okay. Exactly what great. I'm about to do.
This always goes really well.
So I saw this about 48 hours ago, and I'm still thinking about it, which is why I want to share it. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's like an old-timey painting of a man. Did I show you this already?
You sent it to the radio group chat.
Okay. Well, I'm going to explain it.
It's for the listeners.
Because nobody except for Teddy responded. It was so funny.
I laughed. I laughed when I saw
it. Listen, so it's this picture of a man holding a goose, and the guy says, "I'm a people person." And the goose says, "I'm a geese goose."
I saw this. You showed this to me, and I specifically remember not responding.
Okay, I think it's really funny.
This reminds me, you have, I think, at least out of the memes you've ever shown me specifically, like, you have a very specific niche sense of meme humor, because the only other meme I can remember you showing me was, it was like a photo of a guy being pulled over by a police officer, and the police officer was like, "Who are you? What do you do? Where are you going?" And the answer was just, "Minor. Mine." And you still think it's funny.
That's so funny. Do you want to hear some jokes then, if that meme didn't do it for you?
Is this going to be like the dad joke? Yes. The meta dad joke from last week?
Oh, that was a really good one. Can I tell you? I'll limit myself to two jokes.
Two?
Is it like a two-parter? Or
No, it's a one-parter, two jokes.
Okay.
Not related.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Why don't ants get sick?
I want to like get it right.
I mean,
like really trying.
We could really like torture the listeners by just giving like minutes of silence. Maybe they could call it. I have no idea.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Because of their little antibodies. Okay. I got a chuckle. You know what? I'll take it. Okay.
It was like worse than I imagined it was gonna be.
The other one, this was told to me by my dear friend Hannah Hatch, if you're listening. You're probably not, because you're not a real friend.
This one joke was told to me by my fake friend.
No, it was a really good joke, though. Thanks for this one, Hannah. Where do kings keep their armies?
In their sleeveys. No.
All right.
Wait, yep. No.
In their sleeveys.
Wait, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah, in their sleeveys.
You knew that one. Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
that's all I've got for you today.
How about some more music?
Yeah, wait, I want to preface this by saying this is from a few years ago when, before, like, Miley Cyrus got super insane.
Oh, no.
She did this series of backyard sessions, which I really like, and she just covered a bunch of old songs, and it was very tender and very good.
Is this when she did Jolene?
Yeah, but we're going to listen to Lilac Wine.
Okay.
Let's Enjoy. Do it.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight. under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be who I want to be. When I think more than I ought to think and do things I never should do, I drink much more than I ought to drink because it brings me back you.
True. And then while I'm away, I'll write.
talking?
Yes, we are, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Comp 40 Office Hours. You just heard the cover of Don't Look Back in Anger by Portugal the Man. Before that was All My Loving by the Beatles. And before that, Lilac Tree cover by Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
During her, what kind of sessions were those?
The backyard sessions.
Backyard sessions. Yeah. It looked like a backyard in the video.
Yeah. Guys, it's time for your favorite part of the show. It's PSA time. What have we got today, DJ? Ghost DJ?
We have a PSA about dried fruit. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
Yeah.
Try eating dried fruits. We have dried figs.
Apples.
Cherries.
Bananas.
Apricots.
Peaches.
Pears.
Pineapples.
Raisins.
Cranberries.
Prunes.
Blueberries.
Mangoes.
And oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what,
eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
This was a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. I really like the staggering there that you guys did with the alternating.
Say this word funny.
Apricots?
How do you say it?
I say apricot.
Oh.
As opposed to apricot?
I say apricot.
No.
Huh.
Okay, well.
So we know you're from California.
I guess so.
The Californian apricot.
Do you guys feel like you eat a lot of dried fruits?
No, see, I actually thought dried fruits are pretty bad for you because I think most of them have as much sugar as candy. I don't know how accurate this is.
Well, it depends on if it's like packaged dried fruits, like those mangoes, dried mangoes you get from Costco, you know the ones?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly.
That are just full of sugar.
But they're delicious, though.
Those are good.
So good.
I think like if you eat like a package of dried mango, like the number of mangoes that you're actually eating is probably like a lot.
Because it shrivels down and you dry it, so you're like, I'm not eating that much fruit. But then you've consumed like 10 apples.
It's like, how about them apples?
I love apples.
The one thing that my grandma always tells me is that I need to eat more dried fruits. Like that's her mantra. But by dried fruits, I think she actually means nuts usually. So because she always gives me like walnuts and almonds and stuff.
Wasn't this the thing in Madrid? Where their word for nuts was like dry fruit, or I never figured this out. They had the thing they called frutos secos.
Oh yeah,
and I thought it meant dried fruits, but then people kept like giving me nuts when I asked for frutos secos.
No, yeah, wait, yeah, I think you're right.
So the nuts are the dried fruit.
Then what's dried fruit?
Yeah,
nuts.
That's more of a philosophical question. Yeah. We can tackle that one on the next
PSA. What is a dried fruit?
Interesting. Do we want to share our favorite fruits?
Recently, oranges, navel oranges. Right when I walk into Wegmans, there's always like a big, shout out to Wegmans.
Shout out Wegmans.
I was there last night at like 11 p.m. Mm.
God, I love Wegmans.
Navel oranges. Mm.
What is a navel orange?
Yeah,
what
different? I don't like that word.
Because it means belly button too.
Yeah,
straight navel from orange. My belly button.
No.
gulp. what about you guys?
You didn't answer what a navel orange is.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't, yeah.
Whoops. I think it's like a specific like species. Is that the right word? Like species of orange? Yeah.
Okay. Does it taste different from a normal orange? Is it larger, smaller, different color?
I think they're a little smaller than like the other oranges at Wegmans at least, but I don't know what like species those oranges are. Because I see navel oranges in a bag and then I see like bulk oranges.
Hmm. Okay.
So.
Do you buy them just because they're not in bulk or because you actually prefer them?
No, the navel oranges are, they're bagged. They're so bagged.
They're
so in bags. I don't know. I don't. It's just convenient. Convenience.
Cool,
that's why I do it.
Nice.
I'm struggling. I have a ranking going right now in my head.
Also, my favorite color used to be orange. Now it's back to blue. Oh no! And it's kind of switching back to orange.
Your favorite color changes.
Yeah, it's sort of been flip flopping between orange and blue.
Mine has changed throughout my lifetime.
My high school spirit colors were orange and blue. Whoa, seen here on my sweatshirt.
Nice. We'll upload a picture to our website.
With all the cockroaches. Also, this sweatshirt.
No context.
Okay, let's hear your ranking. Ghost DJ.
I think first is peaches. And this is all assuming that they're like really ripe, like perfectly ripe. Peaches. Then mango. I think peaches are underrated. Then mango. And then pears,
Whoa.
And then kiwi.
Whoa.
Discuss.
I do like a good kiwi. I like that one.
It's like a perfectly ripe kiwi.
Yeah.
So good.
At some point, my family tried making a pie with kiwis in it, like a kiwi pie, and it was just super fibrousy and didn't work at all. It was bad.
Kiwis, because they have that center part that isn't really squishy at all.
Oh, we're getting a call.
I think we are getting a
thoughts
call.
Thoughts on fruit?
Hold on.
All right, let's follow the dark.
I hope it's just someone with strong opinions on fruit.
Hello? So, you can turn the volume up on that.
Hello?
I like that you said kiwis. The pears kind of bother me.
Can you hear me?
Why?
Okay.
Like, I feel like oftentimes pears just really taste like absolutely nothing.
No, but that's why, like, that's a bad pear.
Are you saying assuming that it's in?
We're
it's
assuming like prime peak condition. Fruit conditions.
Okay.
Can I put you on the air?
Oh, we've got a caller. This is exciting.
Okay, one second. I need to follow this little thing to put you on the air here.
Here, no, I can do it.
Okay. On.
She's on. Is it about fruit?
Yeah, this is about fruit.
It is about fruit.
Caller, can you tell all the listeners what your favorite fruit is?
Yeah, I just realized my favorite fruit is avocados.
Oh.
Is avocado a fruit? Avocado. Right, because it has a nut.
It is it's a fruit.
Anything with a seed or a pit is technically a fruit. Avocado is a stone fruit.
Yeah.
Sorry, caller, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name's Chris, but I saw a meme relating to fruit recently that said it was like people that criticize pineapple for being on pizza and saying that fruit doesn't deserve to be on pizza, and then tomato, like, looking the other way.
Yeah, well, that's a classic. Like, is ketchup a smoothie?
Ew.
Think about that.
Well, pizza's a vegetable.
I guess so.
Did you say pizza's a vegetable?
Yeah, like the government
like under
declared
the Reagan administration or something.
The government declared pizza as a vegetable so they could serve it in school cafeterias and say that they were meeting the dietary needs.
What they meant to say is pizza's a fruit.
Yeah. Wait, so Chris, are you okay with pineapples being on pizzas?
I love pineapple on pizza.
Oh, whoa.
I gotta agree with that. I like that too.
Oh, I don't. No. Okay, we're 2-2 right now. Do you want to tell us more about the avocado and why it brings you happiness?
Mainly just because it's delicious. You can eat it in so many forms. It goes complementary to many other foods very nicely. It's a good source of nutrition, good quality fats. They're kind of fun to eat. I don't know. The texture is nice.
Yeah. Wait a second. Are you from Big Avocado? Like, are you trying to sell us something? It sounds like there's like no drawbacks to this avocado.
I'm under the impression that Big Avocado is actually a big problem, and there are like cartels in Mexico that are getting into the avocado business because they're more profitable than marijuana now.
Whoa!
That's insane.
It's called Green Gold now.
Should we regulate avocados?
I think we do. I mean. Who is we, you know?
Oh,
who is now we? What a question. follow-up question. Did you heard the dried fruit PSA?
No. What is up with that?
Oh, so dried fruit is good for you was the PSA from our show today. But would you say that if avocado is a fruit, could you have dried avocado and would it be good for you?
Well, my first question is why is it a significant statement that dried fruit is good for you?
Well, they're an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
But, like, weren't those fibers already in the fruit to begin with? Now you just removed the water?
He's not wrong. Any science major want to take this one?
We've only got a math major and a couple IRs over here.
Yeah.
I guess I was just under the impression that dried fruit allows you to eat fruit forever because it doesn't go bad because it's not filled with water.
Yeah, well, that would address a serious issue with avocados. Avocados, they're good for like 5 minutes, and then if you catch them before or after, they're not good.
Well, that's a very good point. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, huh.
I'm going to Google dried avocado right now because I don't actually know. Oh, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Oh.
Yeah, freeze-dried avocados.
Oh, freeze-dried.
Send it to space.
Send the astronauts some avocado.
All right, Chris, thanks for calling. We're going to get back to some music now. But I always appreciate speed, talk, dried fruit stuff.
All right, thanks for having me.
Have a good one.
See you, Chris.
You too.
All right, listeners, let's get back to the music. Coming right up.